Hello there, and welcome to Shetland Resolve Calmcast, the show where we explore simple ways to live a calmer, more intentional life. I'm Diane Taylor, and today we're diving into something that many of us struggle with, at least at some point in our life, and that's sleep. More specifically, how listening to suitable audio at bedtime, like guided meditations or guided relaxations, visualizations or hypnotherapy sessions, can help you drift off more easily and sleep more deeply. So if you're someone who's ever found themselves staring at the ceiling at 2 o'clock in the morning, this episode is for you. Sound really matters at bedtime because our brains are incredibly responsive to sound as we wind down for sleep. As we relax, our brain waves shift from the busy, alert beta state into more restful states, alpha, down theta, and eventually delta waves, which are associated with deep sleep. Listening to calming audio at bedtime helps to gently guide the shift. It gives your brain a gentle anchor, something predictable to focus on, and it distracts you from that racing thoughts or anxious loops that often pop up just as your head hits the pillow. In fact, by listening regularly, you can train your mind to associate certain sounds we naturally and easily fall asleep. It becomes part of a bedtime ritual, and that consistency is key. Now, while we're on the subject of noise sensitivity when you go to bed, there's actually a really powerful reframe that you can do that can really help you to drift off to sleep even when there is a noise in your environment. There's a lot of us that don't have a perfectly quiet bedroom. And the reframe is to change the meaning that you're giving to the noise. Now, very often in life, if there's a noise when we're trying to get to sleep, we will give it a negative meaning, like it's a nuisance. So, for example, if you have a partner and your partner snores, then we kind of, in this society, nobody tends to be very complimentary about snoring. In fact, if we snore, then we're often the butt of jokes, or it's just seen as being a real pest, a real negative. But providing that you do care about your partner that's snoring, then a really powerful reframe that can help with that is to actually change the meaning of what that snoring is. Is it a nuisance? A noise that's stopping you from being able to get to sleep? Or could it be a reassuring noise? A noise that lets you kind that the person you care about so much is breathing, that they're alive, that all is well, and it's safe, therefore, for you to drift off to sleep. And each sound could almost be a sound that can be used to lull yourself asleep. And you can really apply that to any kind of a noise. I had an experience a number of years ago where there was young folk in the house. They were having a very good time, having a lot of fun. I was in bed because I had an early start the next day, and I was hearing all that noise and thinking, what a nuisance, I'm going to have to get up and tell them to be quiet. But then I minded about reframing, and I thought, well, what does this noise mean? And of course, it was actually a really positive sound. It was young folk feeling comfortable to really enjoy themselves in the family home. So, as soon as I reframed that to being a positive sound, a sound that made me have thoughts of love and happiness, well, then I was able to tune into that feelings and I fell asleep within no time. And I walk in the next day fresh and ready for work. So that can be a really useful thing to be aware of, is that it's not really the noise itself, it's the meaning that we're given to the noise that could cause the emotion that makes it get in the way of sleeping. Change the meaning of the noise, change the emotion around it into a positive emotion, and it's very easy to drift off to sleep. Another thing that you can do, I think a lot of us have experienced, maybe during times of high stress, being lying walking in bed, thoughts running through our head, thoughts that can be getting more and more catastrophic in nature. And I again have my own experience of that a number of years back. It was a particularly stressful time. We had just moved house, changed jobs. There had been an awful lot going on, and I can mind that I couldn't get to sleep. I was lying awake in bed, and I was worrying about financial matters. And what started out as a niggle about how much income we had then kind of gone spiraled down into thoughts, oh my goodness, imagine if we couldn't have paid a mortgage, oh my goodness, imagine if we lost our home. And of course, as you're having these thoughts, your body is actually physically tensing up because your brain doesn't have kind of difference between what you're just imagining and thinking about and what's actually happening in reality. That's something that neuroscientists have been able to prove for sure. So there I was in bed, feeling very tense, all these thoughts running through my head. And then I minded the power of coming back to the present moment and asking myself simple questions. What am I in this moment? And of course, the answer was I'm safely in my, I'm tucked up in my bed. I have a roof over my head. My loved one is here next to me, snoring and breathing. And as I just grounded myself in the reality of what was happening there in those moments and took myself away from what my head was doing regarding the future, then I could feel my whole body calming and I could feel myself relaxing. And then I was able to drift off to sleep. So that's a couple of different things that you can do apart from listening to bedtime audios. You can do powerful reframes around noises, and you can actually do mindfulness, taking yourself back to the present moment, feeling the sensation of the bed, being aware of what's actually happening right here, right now. And thankfully, for most of the time, what's happening in the here and now is you're in a place of safety and security, whereas that's no what was happening when you were in that catastrophic future thoughts in your head. And coming back to the topic of listening to audios, one of the things that you can listen to is guided meditation, sometimes also referred to as guided relaxation or guided visualization. And this type of audio involves somebody, usually with a calming voice, leading you through mental exercises and physical exercises like breath work, maybe a body scan, a progressive muscle relaxation, or a visualization. And the idea isn't necessarily to make you fall asleep on the spot, but rather to just shift you into a calm, present state where sleep can happen naturally. It's especially useful if you find that your mind tends to stay active at night, thinking about the day, worrying about tomorrow, or replaying conversations. It helps you detach from that thought and ease into rest. And with practice, it can improve your sleep over time, not just in the moment. There's also hypnotherapy audios that are designed to rewire your subconscious. The hypnotherapy audios are a bit different. While guided meditation focuses on awareness, hypnotherapy taps into the subconscious mind. And the hypnotherapy sessions use affirmations and imagery to help reprogram patterns like underlying limiting beliefs, such as I'm a bad sleeper, into something that's much more helpful. They're designed to guide you into a deeply relaxed, trance-like state. And the Shetland word for a trance is just a dwam. So it's a very familiar state. But it's a state where your mind is more receptive and open to change. As you listen, you might drift in and out of awareness. And that is perfectly okay. It's actually pair to how hypnotherapy works. And it's completely safe to listen to hypnotherapy at bedtime. You can never become stuck in a trance. It's just a bit of a dwam, and you can easily come out of it again. And the really good thing about hypnotherapy audios is that they can help calm your nervous system and create a new, healthier mindset around sleep and rest. And you might be wondering, well, what one should I choose? What one should I use? And it depends. If you feel that you need help switching off after a long day, then a guided meditation, relaxation, visualization might be the best for you. Or if you feel that your sleep struggles are more deeply rooted, then a hypnotherapy audio could really help reframe your beliefs around sleep. You might even decide to use both. What matters most here really is consistency. Using audio regularly helps your mind to recognise it's time to rest. It creates that association between listening to the audio and switching off and dropping off to sleep. And the great news is that you don't need to spend a fortune to be able to explore listening to bedtime audio, because there's lots of free, high quality audios out there. There's things on YouTube, there's various free podcasts, and I have my own free relaxation audio that you might want to take a look at as well. You can find that on my website. It's a body based relaxation, and it only takes 6 minutes. But I just want to stress that this podcast isn't about selling my audios. As much as I would love for you to explore the library and maybe make a purchase, it's actually about getting the word out there and helping folk realise that there is something really, really simple and very accessible, which is audios. Listening to audios that can much better support your sleep and your well-being. And it's something that a lot of us have maybe never actually thought about doing. So whether you use one of my recordings or whether you find something elsewhere online that really resonates with you, the important thing is to try it and see what works for you. We're living in a world that's noisy, busy, and always on, it seems. So listening to calming audio at bedtime isn't just relaxing, it's actually a really smart thing to do. It's a simple, accessible way to support your nervous system and quiet the mind and get the kind of rest that your body truly needs. So tonight, instead of scrolling or tossing and turning, maybe press play on something peaceful and let your mind and your sleep thank you. Thanks for listening to Shetland Resolve Camcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, sharing it with somebody who might benefit from getting a better night's sleep, or even consider leaving a review. Until next time, sleep well and always be kind to yourself.